Describe your cafeteria experience.
Unpleasant.
Grody.
Smelly.
Greasy.
The video, one of the entries submitted to the Redesigning the School Lunch Experience competition, then offers up a more playful solution. Instead of chairs, use big red cubes, which have nutritional information on them. The video is part of an online gallery hosted by Design in Public. It's a nonprofit tied to the local chapter of the American Institute of Architects. It's a problem-solving competition. The problem being that obesity kills and that in this country, kids are predicted to die at a younger age than their parents. So what to do about it?
It could be a matter of how the food is presented. It could be the sequence of how the food is presented, what signs are around them.
Catherine Wimble is one of the competition organizers. She says a year ago, her group convened medical professionals along with educators and designers who wanted to do something to improve children's health. So they decided to focus on a place where kids spend a lot of time in, which is, of course, schools.
We have so many kids going through our lunch period.
Stephen Murakami is the director of planning and construction for Tacoma Public Schools.
And so it's more about getting the herd through, fed, and out. And so I'd really love the opportunity to see what we could be doing differently.
Design ideas have come in from 16 countries. In addition to red cubes as furniture, there's a lunch tray that looks like a bento box. Kids have different colored containers, so they learn about different food groups as well as portion control. One of the people judging the competition is Murakami, who's got a lot of cafeteria design on his mind. In Tacoma, 14 schools will be rebuilt from scratch over the next 10 years. Florangela Davila, KPLU News.